on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The number of suspects killed in the Butterworth shooting in the Eastern Cape has risen to 7. 6 suspects were killed in a police shootout on the N2 near Ndabagasi yesterday. Police were following up on information about 2 vehicles driving from Kofimvaba when they came under attack. The police spokesperson is Sipokazi Mawisa.
Police spotted the vehicles next to Kofimvaba and attempted to stop them. The suspects sped off, and while they were between Ndabagasi and Butterworth, the alleged suspects shot at the police, who then retaliated. On investigation, 6 people were fatally wounded and firearms were recovered on their vehicles.
The 7th body was retrieved from a river after one of the suspects' cars landed on a riverbank after the high-speed chase. This week's storms left a trail of destruction in 4 Etegwini wards, even washing away some graves. Mayor Cyril Xaba and other officials are surveying the damage in areas near Amanzimtoti. It's where 184 millimeters of rain was recorded between midnight and 5 a.m. yesterday morning.
38 dwellings were heavily affected, completely destroyed, like the one you see behind us here. And 98 adults were displaced, as well as 68 adults also displaced. Our infrastructure, of course, was not safe, and I'm told that clinics were also seriously damaged, but were consoled by the fact that at least they are still operational.
Xaba and Human Settlements MEC's Boniso Duma have visited some of the families of the 6 people who've lost their lives. They also made a stop in Mbumbulu, where 5 graves were washed away. The remains of one of the graves have yet to be located. Itala Bank CEO Thulani Vilakazi says the presence of the regulatory authority has rendered the business dysfunctional and brought all its projects to a standstill.
The RA started to be in town. He stopped paying service providers, took away our banking accounts. As I sit here as a CEO, there's nothing I can do. Can't sign, can't do anything within my business. And this has been happening for 14 months. I'm not in control of this business. The directive that he's following makes our business to actually not function and gets eroded in time.
The Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority has approached the Pietermaritzburg High Court seeking the provisional liquidation of the bank, saying it's to protect depositors. Itala has pushed back with a legal battle underway. Vilakazi has told Scopa in the KZN legislature he believes the decision to pursue liquidation was unfair.
As I sit here, the board is fully compliant with that requirement. Itala has 5 regulators that we answered.
And the Trump administration has cancelled an extension of temporary protected status that was granted to more than 500,000 Haitians. It had been extended by 18 months by former President Joe Biden, but it will now expire in August instead of February next year. The Department of Homeland Security says the cancellation is part of Trump's promise to rescind policies that are magnets for illegal immigration. The top story this hour, the number of suspects killed in the Butterworth shooting with police yesterday has risen to 7. More news at ecr.co.za.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas are up against Afghanistan in their first Champions Trophy clash. And there'll be no South African derby in the CAF Champions League quarterfinals in April. And Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca is targeting a top 4 finish this season.